Well, thank you, Sarah, and good evening, everyone. It is May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and this is the monthly TripCon dealer support call. Thank you for those of you that have dialed in. Good to have you on, and we are going to be intending to have this call on a monthly basis, the first Tuesday of the month, whether there will be some times where the schedule won't permit, but for the most part, we'll try and hold to that. But wanted to bring you these calls monthly so that we can address questions that come up, bring you up to date on what's happening with TripCon within the GreenTech family of products and the developments there. And we've been working hard on a number of things, mostly having to do with certification. UL is working hard on getting one of our TripCon products certified right now, and that is all, seems like always is taking longer than what we anticipate. The first topic on tonight's call is the update on the UL certification. That's for our imported product, and it is the one that we are getting UL 1449, which is the surge protection certification on, and they've blown up a lot of units, and they're asking for some more to work with. So we're going back to them with more units for them to test, and overall it's going well. But there's always a few little things I think they want to make sure they find, just because they're anxious to help us. And so they have been able to find a couple of things in terms of grounding schemes, and we're working on those. But the 1449 is a real important thing for me. As I mentioned on last month's call, for the last 6 years, we've represented Continental Power, a wonderful product, but there were three key elements that were missing from the product that we've had customers, electrical contracting companies, that have come to us and asked for, and we were not able to get those three things taken care of, which is the reason that we created TripCon last year. Ultimately, though, we couldn't really compete. Didn't want to compete with Continental. They didn't feel, though, it was appropriate for us to offer another product, so we are no longer representing Continental Power. And consequently, we are working on a broad range of products within the TripCon brand. The second topic was three models are available today, and I wanted to go through what the differences are and why. And they're really broken into two categories, and that is products that are made here in the USA and products that are imported. And we have two products that are U.S. made right now. They have UL 508 certification, which is an industrial safety certification. And in terms of the capability of the product, identical across all three of them. But ultimately, the USA-made products, we have both a surface mount, which is a NEMA 3 enclosure, meaning that it can be mounted outdoors and is certified for outdoor use. And then we have a flush mount version where that can be used where you need to recess the product because the panel is recessed into a wall. Typically, those you'll find in hallways, even finished garages and basements, where customers not going to want to have the surface mount product sticking out where their panel is not sticking out. So we have both of those available right now. The imported product we have available, but the UL certification is not complete yet. If that's all right, you don't require UL certification, which the majority of locations in the U.S. Do not require UL. It's totally up to you if you want to go that route. It's because it's imported, it's a little less expensive product. And as I mentioned last month, one of the three things that we were challenged about was the price of the product and to drive that down. And that's ultimately why we chose to go the route that we did with importing. The product is our design. We've designed it, we've tested it, we've paid for the tooling, but it's physically being assembled over in Asia. So we have the the Asian built product right now, but it does not have UL certification. Should have UL 1449. I'm being told at this point within about 6 weeks. We'll see, because it originally was supposed to be done in February, so it has obviously slipped on that schedule. The third topic we're going to talk about is TripCon being the perfect add-on for contractors, providing margins not available with other products. And I have gotten to know and become very good friends with some owners of very large electrical contracting companies, and gotten a chance to understand their businesses and the way they work, gotten in and worked with their technicians, and we are supplying the TripCon product to a number of large contractors, and the TripCon is a key and integral part of their business. In fact, the comment that I hear back from these contractors is that the power conditioning product is single-handedly the biggest contributor to their profitability over anything else they do. And what they're really saying is that, you know, with other things that they do, whether it's panel change-outs, whether they're whatever they're providing to the customer, the profit on those items is not near what the TripCon can provide. And one of the things that we work very hard at is making sure that TripCon, none of our power conditioning products, but they all fall under it, as we have set it up under the TripCon name now, none of the products are allowed to be advertised on the internet. They can't be sold on Amazon or eBay or any place else. No pricing can be put on the internet. We do have contractors that will say they offer power conditioning, and they can put the TripCon brand on their site, but that's as far as it can go. The product has to be installed by a professional, so there's no sense in advertising a price. No customer is going to buy it just because they happen to see the TripCon name and a price next to it. In fact, all that it's going to do is give customers that are presented with that option a reason to go on the internet and compare pricing. We have some contractors that are charging upwards of $2,000 for the TripCon installed, and this is a product that is costing $300 or less in most cases, because most of our contractors don't buy just one unit, less than $300. And so $300 versus an installed price of $1,800 or $2,000, considering that the install time is typically around 15 minutes, a double pole 20-amp breaker needs to be spaced in the panel. If there isn't, it's most jurisdictions allow for piggyback or split breakers to free up a little bit of panel space. The breaker can be put anywhere in the panel. And just connecting up your two lines, line one and two, to the double pole breaker, connect up the ground and the neutral to the buses, and a piece of flexible conduit connecting over to the unit, and you're done. Quick and easy. And so in terms of the amount of investment in technicians' time, it's very little, yet the benefits that it provides are huge. 10-year warranty on the product, and that warranty covers even if the product is damaged in the course of doing its job. I've talked about a couple of things that are different about the TripCon product over the Continental Power product that we had represented. And one of the other ones is that the TripCon has an indicator if the MOVs have been damaged. And that's really important, because if a home takes a hit and the MOVs do what they're supposed to do, and that's turn on, and if the amount of energy is significant, ultimately those MOVs can burn up, and we use the term sacrifice themselves. And we don't want that unit, if it's got MOVs that have been sacrificed, to continue to reside in someone's home. They're thinking that they're still protected. So it was important to have some kind of indication. Now, to do that, requires a couple of different things. One is fuses that are connected to the MOVs. They're called TMOVs or TMOVs, as they're known in the industry, and they're adding extra cost to the product. We have put those in. In fact, we've got redundant MOVs, five-way protection with dual MOVs on all five of those connections. So line to neutral, line one and line two, line to ground, line one and two, line two, and then line to line, and two MOVs for each one of those. So five-way protection, and then there is a circuit that if any of those MOVs were to blow, that the LED on the front would go out indicating that, hey, we've got a problem here. We're actually working towards a design in the future that's going to actually light an LED and light an alarm, sound an alarm that there's a problem. Because no one wants to be unprotected. And that's a critical aspect, and that's something that's built into the current product, and we're going to be enhancing it as time goes on. So five-way protection instead of two, an indicator, and then a lower price ultimately. And that's what we've been able to offer with TripCon. Going back to the contractor and the ability to have margins not available with other products, the most successful contractors that we have are incentivizing their techs. They're giving bonuses for the tech that sells the most in the week or in the month, depending upon the size of the company, to get them thinking about always offering power conditioning. And every home, regardless where you are, needs to have surge protection. There's some places in the country like Texas and Florida where lightning is a huge issue, and every utility in those areas recommend surge protection, whole home surge protection for every facility. But even regardless if you're in a place like San Diego that doesn't have a lot of lightning strikes, just don't see a lot of storms, still need surge protection because surges don't only come from lightning. They also come from the substation switching between lines. They come from nearby industrial facilities where they have machines that turn on and off, and they have kickbacks that create surges. Even within our own homes, every time that a heat pump or air conditioner turns on and off, when that relay opens up, there's an arc, creates a surge back. Not enough, unlike lightning strikes, to damage a lot of equipment, but over time, those micro surges, as I like to call them, are going to wear down the electronics, the motors, things that are in the home, and shorten their life. One of the things that a good friend of mine who runs a large contracting company in Texas has said about his power conditioning product is how much it's been able to reduce the noise coming from his pool pump. He can sit in his home and actually used to be able to listen to his pool pump running, and now it runs so much quieter, he can't hear it from inside the house at the chair that he likes to sit in and read. That's the benefit of power conditioning. We've built in multiple high-frequency filters. They're capacitors, but they filter at higher frequencies so that everything above 60 hertz, the noise that's generated through switching power supplies, which are nonlinear loads that are almost like driving your car either gas full on or gas full off, it filters some of that out to make the AC waveform smoother and make everything that's connected, therefore, to the electrical to run better. And that's what it's all about. So we want to keep just hammering home the what is important about power conditioning in general, about the TripCon product, why it is unique in the marketplace, answer questions about pricing. As you saw right in your email, you can click on a link and pull up what the pricing is for the U.S. made as well as the imported product. We have it both in single unit as well as 10 unit pricing for those that are contracting companies that are selling a number of units and can buy a month's supply or a couple of months' supply at a time, can definitely save some money. So those are the things that I wanted to bring to you tonight. We do have the opportunity for answering questions, and I really appreciate questions. The only bad question is the one that doesn't get asked. As Sarah had mentioned, to ask a question, you press star 6 on your touch-tone phone. There's one more piece to that. After you press star 6, you must press the number 1, and that gets you into the queue. So if you want to go ahead and do that right now, if you've got a question or a comment, feel free to go ahead and we'll tee it up here. We have with us Eric from California. Good afternoon.
Hi, Ellen. Congratulations on getting your own product.
Well, thank you, Eric. I think I've conveyed the fact that it wasn't really our intent, but it was out of necessity.
Right.
And of course, what is that term? Necessity is the is something about invention, but
mother of invention.
The mother of this, right? Very good. And it certainly is. And a lot of the things that GreenTech has done has been out of necessity. That has been driven by our customers, and we are definitely a customer-centric company that listens, and we try and create products that our customers need and will use, and I think we are definitely doing that with TripCon. But anyway, enough of my soapbox.
Okay, well, so I had the PowerWorks E3 since 2008.
Yes.
And I had this little meter called a Stetzer meter, and I noticed it dropped the dirty electricity about 50%.
Yes.
And in my new specialty of being an electromagnetic radiation specialist, I'm dealing with people's health, and we've got to clean up the dirty electricity. It comes and goes. Sometimes it's very large, sometimes it's very low. But I'm just wondering, how does the dirty electricity filtering of this unit compare to, and that would be noise or high-frequency voltage transients or, you know, the result of nonlinear loads, however you want to label it. How does this compare to the one that I've had for a long time, which is the PowerWorks E3, and have you tested it with a device called a Stetzer meter? I'm just curious about that.
Well, it's a great question. The answer is yes, we've tested it. I'm a big fan of the Stetzer meter, and the Stetzer meter is people ask, well, what is it measuring? And it's measuring the high frequency noise. Graham Stetzer, who was the gentleman that invented it and sells these individual filters that can be plugged into walls, came up with this concept, and he just has there are these Graham Stetzer units. But it really does track EMF, and I also have a tri-field meter, which is a meter that you can just hold, and if you walk up to a wall where there's a wire in it, you will get a major hit on that meter. You can put it up to my flat screen monitors I'm looking at right now, and you will get a hit on it. Anything that is generating high frequency noise, tri-field meter will read in the air, and I've backed up the Graham Stetzer meter with this tri-field meter, and it absolutely correlates. The question is whether or not the Continental PowerWorks product that we've represented for the last 6 years and that I've worked with for over 10, that did a good job of reducing the overall noise in the home. Does the TripCon as well, and have we compared it? And the answer is yes, the TripCon absolutely does. We have compared it. The performance of the TripCon is better, and it's very simple why. We have put in the same filter, basically, that the PowerWorks used, and there's other products that are on the market used. But we've also added another filter as well, a little bit higher frequency filter, that is going to reduce the EMF even more. So we've included more hardware in the box, is really the simple way to put it, that is going to affect the EMF that's generated. And we're excited about that. One of the things we're looking at are individual EMF filters that can be used just as a simple plug-in, and more along the lines of the Graham-Stetzer concept, because ultimately the TripCon's going to do a great job of, it's really pulling the noise to it. It provides a low impedance path to ground for the noise. But at the far other end of the house, it's not going to have as much of an effect as the areas of the home that's closer to the TripCon product. So we're looking at having some filters that could be put into the outer fringes of a home for those that are really concerned about it. It's interesting, in my experience, and I have come into contact with hundreds, if not thousands, of people that have used power conditioning, and a lot of people have been concerned about, or I think even more so, those that are affected by EMF. I'm not one of them, but some people are greatly affected by EMF, and it affects their health and the way they feel, and they have received great benefits through the use of power conditioning. And I have learned to appreciate the challenges that they have, just like we've appreciated the challenges that people have about contact dermatitis and another product that we have that removes problems with chemicals in clothing. You know, there's a lot of things that we're affected by that have been created through the wonderful technologies that we have in this 20th and 21st century now. High frequency noise is something that's not going to go away. It's getting worse all the time because we use more and more loads that are nonlinear. And I think you will find, Eric, that the TripCon is going to do a better job for you. Our testing has certainly indicated that it will as well.
Okay, thanks. Any idea what the frequency attenuation range is? Have you got it? And that's a pretty precise question. I don't know if you have that data.
Well, no, we don't. We certainly could get it. And what that would mean is that we inject a particular level in dB of a frequency and then determine how many dB that we reduce it. And it would be a laboratory test. And it can certainly be done. Hasn't been something that we have done. We have used the Stetzer meter and, you know, had the unit just actually plugged it in and on off in measuring the effect of the reduced EMF and compared side by side both products. So, but that's not something we've done, although it sounds like something I'd like to do. I'm going to look into that. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, great. Well, the next caller is from area code 540. I'm not quite sure where that's at, but go ahead.
Well, Alan, this is Larry Osborne. I'm in 919, and they said I could ask my question now.
Oh, well, then you must have an interesting phone because it's routing you through some other number. But anyway, Larry, good to hear your voice. Go right ahead.
When will you have spec sheets available that we can download?
You know, great question. And if you will just watch the TripCon.co website, and I was just pulling it up right now. I know that we're adding to that regularly. That's where you will find those and to be able to download them. One of the things, and I'm looking here, and I should have Alex on because he's the one that is working with our website people on this. We do have a TripCon brochure already. We have a TripCon spec sheet already. And so what we'll do is make sure that that's posted if it's not already. I'm not seeing it right offhand. And we'll also send out an email with the links to that.
Okay, that'll be great. Is it going to be customizable so I can put my name and address and phone number on it like the other Green Tech literature?
You know, we had done that for the PowerWorks. We had those printed and
right.
We had them available. It was a requirement to purchase 1,000 brochures to be able to get them customized. But we had a great printer that would do that, and we have not made that move yet. I think we're waiting for.
No, I mean, on the PowerWorks, there was the block on the bottom right where I could put in my information. I couldn't save it without the Adobe full Adobe product, but I could print them out. And just like the GreenTech, where the air purification, I can put my information in that block on the, I think it's the top right.
We're absolutely going to do that and give you the ability to put that in there and then print it. In today's world, having things that are customizable and printable locally seems to be something it's really like. Now, we've got contractors that need a lot of them, and they want us to supply them, and we will certainly do that. And we have a printer where we can get some good printing done where we get 5, 10, 20,000 pieces printed. But for small quantities, it's going to be easier and more cost-effective for you to do it locally. But the TripCon brochure will be in a PDF, and it will be edited. You will be able to edit it.
Okay, very good. I look forward to seeing you on Thursday for the other product launch.
I'm excited about you coming, Larry. Look forward to seeing you then.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Well, if there's anyone else that would like to ask a question, now's the time. We've covered the topics that we wanted to, and we're at the half-hour mark, so it's fine to cut off here, but want to make sure that we give you the opportunity. Next. Oh, and I may have cut somebody off. If you had just raised your hand, please go ahead and do that again. Okay, here we go. Go ahead.
Hi, Alan. This is Ross Allen in New Hampshire.
Good evening, Ross.
How are you doing today?
Good.
I think we met about 10 years ago on a cruise. Would that sound reasonable?
that sounds really good right now, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind taking a cruise, but yeah, we did take a few, and I do have some memories of that. So good to hear your voice again.
Okay, well, good to talk with you again. I was a sales manager for EcoQuest, directly under Bob Giddens for several years, and I have sold a few of the PowerWorks. I was just about to relaunch my business here. I've been involved in other things and working with an energy co-op here in New Hampshire. I'm up in New Hampshire.
Yes.
And about the time I was getting ready to launch it, and I've been working with SCORE executives to get a good business plan put together and stuff. I got the notice that, you know, you're no longer going to supply the E3, so kind of starting from scratch here with that. But I did submit a proposal to Tom Gray last week, and just wondered if possibly you could get with him on that and just see how, you know, how you folks would like to work. I'm not an electrician. I have a very solid electrician in my town here who works with me on it, fellow with a lot of experience. And.
Yeah, it's you don't need to be an electrician. We ultimately a sale is going to be made by a salesperson. An electrician will do the installation.
That's my goal.
I work real hard with our contractors that are our customers who have techs that are also they're acting as salespeople. And I'll tell you that's one of the biggest challenges is to get an electrical contractor to also become a salesperson because the two really don't go together very often, but the real successful contracting companies do have that. But, no, that's great, and I will talk with Tom, and I think there's some great opportunities. You know, ultimately, the utilities love this product. As long as we don't cross the line, which there's a lot of other companies out there that do, about talking about, say, energy savings. Because ultimately,
yeah.
I'll just be up front with everyone. We cannot guarantee any amount of energy savings. We do put a capacitor that reduces current. You reduce current, you reduce line losses, you reduce switching losses. You know, there's real energy that will get saved. And the utility benefits greatly from it. And you benefit from it as a homeowner in multiple ways. But in terms of translating into saying, which some companies do, you're going to get a 15, 20, 25% savings on your electric bill is just, it's not truthful. That's all there is to it. A lot of people do see that kind of reduction, but it's what I call the placebo effect. They put this product on their panel, and now they're thinking about energy usage, and they're turning lights off, and they're doing things that that are helping, and I think that's great. And you know, if a customer comes to us, which they have, and said, "Look, your product saved me 50% on my electric bill," I said, "I'll take credit for it only in that we got you thinking about it." Now, the customer that saved 50%, after we kind of asked some more questions, found out, well, they took a 2-week vacation during the month and they weren't home.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, they're going to use a lot less electricity. But some people get really excited about the product and the fact that they're reducing their electrical consumption, which is absolutely true. You know, when you reduce amps, the utility generates amps. They don't generate kW, which we're billed on. And we produce kW. We reduce kW. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
KVA, not kW. At any rate, that wasn't on my topic to talk about tonight, but I'm kind of getting on a soapbox here. As long as, and I've sat in front of many utilities and talked to them about the benefits of our product, as long as we just say, look, you know, we do provide power factor correction. We realize that doesn't reduce KW significantly, and therefore we don't make claims in that regard. But we do make claims, big claims, about surge protection, about noise reduction, and the fact that they will reduce their amperage draw, which can lead to some amount of energy savings. And I haven't run into a single utility that's argued with that point.
Yeah. Well, New Hampshire in the last 18 months, we had three utilities here who raised their rates. One was 32%, one was 40%, one was 50%. So electric rates up here in the Northeast are climbing, and I heard the other day through the grapevine that there's another increase forecast in the near future. So, you know, people are going to take a real hit on this. If we can save them even a little money, they'll be happy. And, of course, the real savings come in saved equipment. But, I'd like to – I don't think you have anybody else up here in New Hampshire who's available to sell it, so perhaps we could put New Hampshire on the map for this thing.
Yeah, that would be great, and look forward to working with you on that.
Okay, well, hey, appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you much. God bless. Take care.
All right. Well, that's the last question that we had, so we'll go ahead and call it a night. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll be back with you next month. As Ross had mentioned, Tom is our internal point of contact for power conditioning. Tom is available 8:30 to 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to talk to him. He helps with large installations, commercial installations, as well as any questions about any of the power conditioning products. From all of us here at Green Tech Environmental, have a wonderful evening. God bless.